Today's daf is daf Samach Aleph, and we'll begin from the top few lines. So the top few lines down, three lines down, the two dots is Shetaglachas Hanega. So this is quoting from the end of the Mishnah, yesterday's Mishnah, which told us that a taglachas, if a person's a Nazir and then becomes a Vaday Mitzora, as part of the Mitzora process, he shaves his head, that's allowed. You're allowed to shave the head, even though he's a Nazir, that's a mitzvah, because that's a Vaday Mitzora, this psukim we brought. But if he was only a Safek Mitzora, then he cannot be Doche Nazir, because he might not really be a Mitzora, and then it would be Isser of cutting the hair as a Nazir. So the Gemara says, Bai Rami Bar Chama, Hani Arba Taglachayos de Kamar, Mishim Mitzvah or Mishim Avuri Seyar Tuma. When a person, these four shavings that we spoke about, when the Safek Muchlad and the Safek Nazir, Safek Nazir Tameh, we end up saying that the four times you shave the head, are these because of a Mitzvah, or are they because of to remove the Tuma? Meaning, well, I don't get the two sides here. So let's see. Let's see the nafkamina. So the nafkamina, lavuri binasa, to remove the hair with a nasa. So what's a nasa? Not something that's not a razor.
Not a queen.
So what is it? Sorry.
Depilatory.
Oh, okay. So that's some type of medication that they place on this. Actually, I asked Rav Shachli yesterday about this shayla. Apparently, there's this new shaver that's a laser.
Oh, right, you mentioned that.
Right, so I asked him about it yesterday, and he, based on other riots, he thought it actually would be okay.
He heard about it?
He did not hear about it, but based on what we described to him, he thought it would be okay. Because he says the issue of using a razor is where you apply pressure. The razor there won't be any pressure, even though you have to put it close to your face. It's not the pressure that causes the cut. It's the proximity of the laser. He thought it would be okay. And he spoke about, they had a shayla about using a laser for bris milah. It's one tapping, actually, and it was brought down the shaylas, and they thought it would not work because you need pressure. So you need pressure to mekayim the mitzvah of milah, and you need pressure to violate the iser of shaving. And he said, when it comes to a nirtza, an eved ivri, wants to stay as a eved ivri, pierces ear. So the Gemara says, you cannot use sam, you can't use medication, because you need pressure, you need a puncture of some sort. Fine, so here, the nafkamina would be, could you remove the hair through some type of sam? So if it's a mitzvah of cutting the hair, then you have to have a razor, that's a mitzvah. If it's simply to remove tumah, that's all it is, to remove tumah, then it's okay to use some type of medication. So the Gemara says, if you say the idea of these four shavings is a mitzvah, then you can't accomplish a mitzvah of using sam, you have to dafka use a razor. If it's simply to get rid of the tummy hair, so then if you rub it with a medication, some type of oil, ointment, that will work as long as you get rid of the hair. So what's the bottom line? So Amar Rava, Toshma u'megaleach arba taglachios. It says four shavings. Isak adaitach mishim avri seir tuma afil b'sholosh na'amisagil lei. So why do you need four? Three would be enough to get rid of it. Why would three be enough? So if you look at the Rashi, the Mefarish here, Mefarish says v'isak adaitach mishim avri seir tuma hu d'megaleach, he shaves to get rid of this hair that's tame. Afil b'sholosh taglachios na'amisagil. Three shavings would be enough. Why? The chavim d'shtei taglachios shebe mitzora. Since the two shavings as a mitzora. Vishlish shall nazir tummy, the third time you're shaving is to end the nazir tummy, ika, avuri seir tuma. You've gotten rid of all the tummy hair already. Now the last 30 days of the 120 days, the last 30 days is him going to be a nazir tahor. Everyone will agree. Either he's a regular person or he's a nazir tahor. There's no more tumma on him anymore. So the last 30 days it shouldn't require a fourth shaving to get rid of the tumma. We require a fourth shaving. It must be then, says the Gemara, it must be Shmamina, the last line of the parak. Shmamina, mitzvah, Shmamina. It must be a mitzvah to shave, and that's why you need four shavings. Even after he's completed his nazir tara, where there's no tum anymore, you still need a fourth shaving. It's a mitzvah. Hajjan alach shnei nazir. Okay. Now we're beginning the ninth parak and the final parak that is. The Mishnah says, Hakusim eilhem nazir. So kusi cannot become a nazir. So the Mefarish says, we're assuming right now that the kusim is referring to a guy. A guy can't be a nazir. Noshim v'avadim yesh lahem nazirus. I may as well wait. We just started the new parak now. So the Mishnah again begins the new parak Samach Aleph. Hakusim ein lahem nazirus. A kusi, a non-Jew, cannot be a nazir. Nashim va'avadim yeshlam nazirus, a woman and an eved maybe. Now, a woman, we know, the Pasuk says, Isho Isha, ki nazir, nazir Lashem, I think the Pasuk says in Naso, something like that. So we see an explicit Pasuk that a woman may be a nazir. Avadim may be a nazir as well. So referring to an Eved, if you're an Eved Kanani here, you're simply an Eved Kanani, Eved Ivri's Pasha. So even Eved Kanani can be a, we know Eved Kanani is chayvin mitzvahs la la, the Pasuk, the Gemara says, a gzer shava la la, whatever mitzvah is a woman's chayvin, it says la la by a woman, la by Eved Kanani. So any woman, any mitzvah, woman's chayvin, and Eved Kanani is chayvin. So Eved Kanani can partake in nazirs. Says the Mishnah, chomer benashim mi be'avadim. There's a chomer that exists by a woman, not by an eved. Shehu kofes avdo v'no kofes isha. That a person, a man, could be kofa. He could force his eved to be an eved, to be a nazir rather, but he may not force his wife to be an eved. So that's the one difference. But once they both are nazirim, so then all the lachas are going to apply.
It has a different explanation that he can make the slave violate the nazirus.
Ah, so I see. Tosa says that shemocha al niziroso. Ah, so did I say, was that correct?
Not to become another, but to get
right.
To get
right. So let's see, the Masifta here says, I think there might be a... I think everyone actually agrees that it refers to being mocha, like you said. Okay. You could also prevent him from becoming one in the first place. Okay, so the Gemara says now, Katani hakusim ein lehem nazirus, the Gemara says. The Mishnah told us that a kusi, a goy, cannot be a nazir. How do we know that's true? The Tanya Rabban, the Pasuk says in Parshas Naso, daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'lo lo dikochavim. It says, dafka b'nei Yisrael are mitzuvah in this Parsha, not goy. V'amart alayim, the rabbi says avadim, and you should say to them, that's an extra word that comes to include someone who's not part of b'nei Yisrael, that's avadim. The Gemara says, wait a second, Lamalikra, why do you need a special pasuk to include Avadim? Ha'amr is called mitzvah she'i she'chayev esba, Eved chayeba, like we said before, anything at a woman's chayevin. So through the gezer shavalala, a Eved Kanani is also chayevin. So you don't need a special gezer shakasav to include Eved Kanani. So Amar Rava says, shiny hacha, here's different. You would have thought otherwise. Why? Hacha de Amar Kra, the pasuk says, lesser iser al nafsho. This is part of the pasuk of, no, this is not by a nazir though. This is regarding a regular nedarim, what Parshas Matos. Lesser iser al nafsho, b'misha nafsho knuyelo, yot evich e nafsho knuyelo. Who's able to aser himself, make himself into a nazir? Someone who has who's nafsho, someone who has control of his own nefesh. But someone whose nefesh is not controlled by himself, by somebody else, maybe he shouldn't be in the parsha of nedarim. Maybe he shouldn't be able to make a nazirim. So therefore, one would think otherwise. Hove ein nafsho knuyelo, eim agav nazir namilo. So the Gemara says, since he's not kanoi to himself, he shouldn't be able to be a nazir. Kamashmalam from the Pasuk of Amar Talayim comes to teach me Lerabos as the Eved Kananim, that they're also included in the Parsha of Nizum. Okay. The Gemara says now further, the Tosa points out something obvious. I thought it was obvious, but we'll just see this inside anyways. Tosa says, Dibra Maschel Shiny Hacha. He asks you if you go to where he starts commenting, V'afa gav de'ichtiv le'gavi nedarim, even though this pasuk is matos where they're talking about nedarim, not about nizirus. V'yikol makom b'per kamet de'nedarim, dafkimol makshina nizirus le'nedarim, le'nadar le'nedar nazir le'hazir. That the pasuk, the Gemara points out that the pasuk already makes a hekesh of nedarim to nazirim, so whatever halach applies to nedarim would apply to nazirim as well. So since avadim are not included in the parsha of nedarim, since they have no nefesh knuilo, so through that hekesh they shouldn't be included in nazirim either. Come to pasuk to say v'amar te'aleim that the eved kananim are taka included in the parsha of nazirus.
They don't make a big deal about nafsho, not nafsha.
No, they can't because the pasuk says in Naso Isho Isha Ki Yazir Nazir LaHashem. It already says they may have made that drasha, but since the pasuk explicitly says a woman's included, so then you can't make the drasha of Nafsho versus Nafsha. Okay, the Gemara now says around halfway down, Amar Mar, Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'lo lov de kochavim. The Bnei Yisrael, the fact that this parsha was told and commanded dafka the Bnei Yisrael to the exclusion of goyim. Is it really true? This klal, this yisod, is really true that whenever it says Bnei Yisrael, goyim are not included. When it comes to erchin, erchin is a type of when you're makdish to something, not quite makdish to something, when you take upon yourself that you want to give the value, donate the value of a person, and the psukim tell you exact amount of everything. This is what parshas Bahar, I think. Okay. whatever it is. So I was going to quote the pasuk in a second. Daf Gimel. Yeah, exactly. In the end, the Bahar B'chol Kosai area, but I think Bahar. So, Bahal Gavi Irchin. Again, where if I want to say the value of Reuven, I want to give to Beis HaMikdash. Reuven happens to be the age of 25, so the Pesukim tell you exactly how much each person's value is with regards to Erechin, depending on his age, and also whether he's it's a male or a female. There's differences. So, Ha'agav Erechin dechsev daber b'nei Yisrael, dafke b'nei Yisrael, v'tani the Brisa says, b'nei Yisrael marichin, v'ein ha'ov dechachavim marichin, only Yisrael is able to be marich, but a goy cannot be marich, they cannot state, I want to give the value of that person to the Beis HaMikdash. Yachal lo yinerachin. One may think they shouldn't be nerach either, meaning if I would say the value of that guy I want to give, maybe that shouldn't work either. Only if I say the value of Reuven, of a Jew, would it work, but if I say the value of a guy, it shouldn't work. Tamalomar, ish, it says generally ish, any man, even a guy would be included in ish. So you see, even though the pasuk was given to Bnei Yisrael, the guy were still included in the parsha of Erechin, at least in terms of the nerach side, even though they're not on the marach side. So the Gemara says, shiny hacha. Here is different. Damar kra, when it comes to Nazir, it's different. Damar kra, lo aviv ulima lo yitama. V'mi sheish lo av, yata ovik chacham shein lo av. This is a joke people make nowadays, but it's a joke that even existed back then. They didn't know the father was of these Goyish children. So what's happening here is, you're right, in general, Bnei Yisrael, even though the pasuk was given to Bnei Yisrael, it does not necessarily mean to the exclusion of Goyim. But when it comes to Nazir, we are excluding Goyim. Because the pasuk says that a nazir cannot be metame to his father, to his mother, to his brothers, to his sister. Love it. Well, who has a father? We only have fathers. They have fathers. They don't know who their fathers are. Shein la'av, or at least either they don't know or there's no yichus to it. So therefore, they're not included in the parsha.
What about this is a stupid question. What about a ger?
A ger. So in terms of can they be? It's a good kasha. It happens to be a very good kasha. They have no father. They certainly have no father. So let's see what the Gemara says. In terms of father, it's not exactly what I said about...
Halachically, they don't have a mother either.
Correct. So let's see, let's leave that question in the back burner for a moment. The Gemara is going to fine-tune now what it means not having a father. Because let's say they know who their father is. Let's say they really do know. So the Gemara says, and we'll come back to your question and see if it's going to be answered. So the Gemara says, Lemai, what does it mean that the goy doesn't have a father? Ilay melin in Yerusha, if it means in regards to Yerusha that they're not Yerush the father when their father dies... Hamar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Hamar Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara in the Kedushin as well. Oved kochavim yorishes aviv davar Torah. Din deraisa that a goy is yorish's father. So Itaka does have a father. Shenem marv kirusha le'esav nasati yitzhar seir. Esav wasn't a Jew. And he's bichlal Yerusha. So they have Yerusha. He has a father. So what does it mean that a goy has no father? Ela b'mishem muzhar al kibud aviv. Whoever's chayiv in the kibud aviv. Only we're chayiv in kibud aviv. It's not one of the mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. So... Gemara says, it's a very strange concept. Miksiv kabir avicha, gavi nazir. Doesn't say you have to honor your father. It talks about a father. And a nazir and a goy has a father. It's a very strange line there. I seem to recall somewhere that there's some discussion whether or not kibra avim applies to a goy. Anything in the footnote about this? Because mitzvah sichlios, mitzvahs that make sense, and this one does make sense, apply. Right, the Or Sameach learned from this Gemara that there's no mitzvah kibah ve'im to the father. That's a simple reading. There's no mitzvah at all for a goy to be mechaber his father. And others say this as well. But we see that, from last week's parsha, the Yad of Ram, who's on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Yerdea, says, why do we find that Bnei Noach were punished, Cham and Banav? They were punished because they weren't mechaber Noach. They were inappropriate with Noach, whatever the case was. So they're punished because there's a mitzvah of kibud avim there. So Birki Yosef says, he points out a medrash that says, Avraham Avinu was leaving from his father who's getting very old.
Wait a second. Yeah. Why learn from Cham? Learn from Shem and Yefeth. They were. The same not goyim.
No, I'm saying, but Cham was punished though.
So
we don't learn that Shem and Yefeth were mechaber, but maybe they're just being nice people. And the fact that Cham was punished for something, so he must have been commanded on it. And then there's a medrash that the Birka Yosef quotes here, that Avram was leaving when he was told to Lech Lecha, this week's parsha, he's told to go. So he says, he's scared to leave his older father. How can he leave his father by himself? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, I'm going to exempt you from the Kibud Avim. So So now that's assuming Avram had a din of Ben Noach. That's a whole big discussion. Did he have a din of Ben Noach? Was he really Yisrael? Anyways, there is some discussion here about this. Okay, either way, we always like to connect, if we can, the daf to the week of the parsha. So we connected it. So anyway, so the Gemara says, so what exactly does it mean having a father by a Nazir? That a Goy doesn't have a father, that a Goy should be excluded from Nazirus? So the Gemara says the last two lines of the Amud. Ela Amar, Kral the Pasuk says, La'aviv ulima lo yitama. Don't become tummy to the father and the mother. Nazir may not be father, tummy to his parents. B'mi sheyesh lo tuma. Only someone who's in the parsha of tuma, who's b'shchal, a Jew, a Yid. Yatsa ovid kochavim she'ein lo tuma. But a Goy is not subject to halachas of Tumah, so that's why he can't be a Nazir. One of the primary halachas of a Nazir, the three mitzvahs that apply to him, one's Tumah. So Nazir, a Goy is not subject to Tumah, so he can't be a Nazir. So Gemara says, Minalan, less like Tumah. Who says that a Goy can have Tumah? Maybe they can have Tumah. Bring me a proof. So Gemara says, Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'isha shayi Tumah, lo yischata, v'nichasa nefesh ahi mitoch hakal. So the Pasuk says, this is referring to Pasuk in Chukas, it talks of Paraduma and Tumas Meis. So the Pasuk says, a person who becomes Tamei, and Lo Yischate, doesn't undergo the process of Mechatas, of the Paraduma, he's still Tumas Meis, and he gets Kareis if he enters into the Kal, if he enters into the Pasuk says, Kies Mikdash Hashem Timei, a person enters into the base of Mikdash, is an Issa Deraisa, it's Kareis, for one to enter into the base of Mikdash while being Tamei. Okay, that's the Pasuk. What's the Drasha? So the Gemara says, B'mish Yesh Lo Kal, he who has a concept of a kal, of a congregation, yatzeh shein lo kal, as opposed to a goy who has no kal. What does it mean to have a kal or not? So the Gemara doesn't say this. The Rashi tells it doesn't weigh in it either, but it refers to a kal as a Bnei Yisrael is a kal. They're not part of the kal Bnei Yisrael. They could have congregations and churches and stuff, but that's not considered a halachic kal.
It also says hakahal.
Vikal. So then that's only, even if you could acknowledge them having their own congregation, it's not Vikal. Okay. So since they're excluded from this pasuk, they're not included in Tumah at all. Gemara said, Mimai. How do you know that's the proper implication? Dilma Kares Hudilomachai. Maybe you only learned that they're excluded from the Issa Kares of entering into the base of Mikdash Tameh. Aval, it's Murit Mitameh, but maybe they should become Tameh. Maybe there's Tumah without Kares. The only thing that we're excluding going from that pasuk is that they're not part of the kal, meaning they don't get karis. They actually have a leniency, but they are maybe going to become tame. So Amar Kral, the pasuk says further, this is also a pasuk that appears in Parshas Chukas, Viza tar ala tame, and the person who's tahor is going to sprinkle on the person who's tame. They take the mechatas and sprinkle on the person who's tame. So Gemara makes a drasha, called sheyesh lo tara yesh lo tumah, v'chol shein lo tara ein lo tumah. He who has tara is subject to Tumah, and he who does not have Tara is not subject to Tumah. So what do you mean that the Goy has no Tara here? So if you look at the Tosos here, Tosos Dibur Maschil Amar, the second one down, Amar Krav, Hizah Tara Tameh, Kol Mi Sheish Lo Tara Yesh Lo Tumah, Chol Shein Lo Tara Ein Lo Tumah, V'Ovid Kochavim Ein Lo Tara. A Goy has no Tara. Why? How do we know? D'chsiv V'Hayisol L'Adas B'nei Yisol Mishmeresh L'mei Nida Chat Asi the Mishmeres of Bnei Yisrael, v'lo lovti chachavim, ki perish a kuntris. So the idea is, this pasuk, where is this pasuk?
Midbar.
This is also in Chukas. Okay. So the Mishmeres, you have to protect the Mechatas, right. The Mishmeres, the idea of being Metaryu, it says, la'adas Bnei Yisrael v'shmeres. It's supposed to be preserved. You're supposed to keep the Paraduma forever as a Mishmeres forever for Bnei Yisrael dafka and not for Goyim. So we see that they have no ability to be Metar. They can't be Metar, so then the inverse is true as well. They're not going to be Metame either. The Gemara now says, v'ein Metaru dulo havya love tumo havilei. What do you mean? Maybe they're just stuck. Maybe they can't ever become Tar, but if they become Tame once, they would be Tame and they're Tame forever. All we know is that they're excluded from Mishmeres, they're excluded from the Tara process, but maybe they're still subject to Tuma. So Gemara says, Amar Kra, V'isha She'itama V'lo Yitzchata. The person becomes Tame and that doesn't have Tara. Meaning, who's a person who's able to become Tar? Only he who has Tame. Meaning there's this connection between the Tuma of the Tara. So this passage is a little bit more direct about that connection. If you just look at the Mefarish here, the Mefarish says, Amar Krash, Isha Asher Yitom Avlo Yischata Iskesh Tum Avil Tara, Jitravayu Tum Avil Tara Kimishtoi Bechad Gabra. In this case, the previous Pasuk of Tahor is Hiza Alatame, those are two different people. But here, regarding the same person, one gaver calls him tamei and tar. To tell me that the same person, you either have both halachas apply or neither halachas apply. If you don't have tara, which we know the goy doesn't have, because the mishmeres of the Bnei Israel only, so he's also not subject to tumah. Then the Gemara quotes from Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar. He says, "Shaini hacha." Here's different. What's he coming to answer? Which question is he filling in right now? Why goyim are not subject to nazirus? That he doesn't have a father. Why? Shaini hacha. The Amar Kor, the Pasuk says, "V'isnachaltem osam, isnachaltem osam levnechem acharechem." And the goyim are going to be morish to their children the properties. Anybody who has nachla has tuma. Anybody who doesn't have nachla doesn't have tuma. Second. Okay, so the idea is, I'm not sure what we're learning from here. Let's look at the Rashi here. The Rashi says, let's look at Tosfos, rather. Tosfos says, Rav Acha, a few narrow lines up in Tosfos, Rav Acha, by Yaakov, Amar, v'hisnachaltim, osam levnechem acharechem. You're supposed to be morish then, the property to your children. Avadim ka, you're referring to Avadim. So if a father, a goyish father has an Eved, and the goyish father dies, he's morish the Eved to his son. Wait, is this referring to... Wait. This is referring to Jews. Yeah, this is referring to Jews. If a Jewish father has an Eved Kanani, he's morish the Eved Kanani to his son in the Jewish family. Fine. Let's read this now in the Tosfos. Now, Rav Acha bar Ba, the Yashiv Dirasha Shel Aviv. Delay. Coming to explain the drasha of how Aviv excludes a guy. Mi sheyesh la'av le'inyan kol Yerusha a mefresh b'Torah. Yerusha's avadim mefresh b'krov v'snachaltem ve'ovei kacham eino morish avdo levanam shein lovei kacham kinyan b'gufa eved. A guy did not have the ability to be morish their eved to the son. The only Jews can be morish. And the reason is, says Tosos, is because goyim don't have a kinyan guf on people. We have a kinyan guf on people, so since I have a kinyan guf on the Eved Kanani, we want to be morish to their son. Goyim don't have kinyan guf, for whatever reason that is, so they quote a pasuk to support this in Gemara and Gittin, so therefore they cannot be morish their avadim to their children in the Goyisha family. So now what we're saying is, when we said that whoever is bechlal aviv, whoever has a father, is bechlal nazir, meaning whoever is bechlal aviv with regards to Yerusha of avadim, so that's a Jew. But since goyim are not included, they don't have a father with respect to being Yorish Eved Kanani. So therefore, the Nabichal Aviv, with regards to that very narrow halacha, that excludes them from the halachas of Nazir. That's a very narrow understanding of Aviv. That's what Rav Acha in essence is saying. So Gemara says, Yihachi, Avadim Nami Lo. If that's the case, if that's why they're excluded, Avadim should also not be able to be a Nazirim. Because they also don't have there's no Torah Shirusha to Avadim. An Eved Kanani, I'm a Jew, and I own an Eved Kanani, so he keeps mitzvahs like a woman, living in my home, even though he's an Eved Kanani. We said before that an Eved Kanani is allowed to perform mitzvahs, and he's able to become a Nazir. But why? He doesn't have the ability to own an Eved Kanani, no less to be Marisha to his son. So he doesn't have the Bechlal Aviv. He should also be excluded from a Nazir. But we said he's a Chayiv to be a Nazir. He can be a Nazir. So Ella, so he rejects that drasha. And Ella Amar Rava. Rava says, Bishlama Gavi Erechin. I understand Gavi Erechin. Dichsiv. Lost place for a second. Gavi Erechin Shinemar. Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael Marichin. Veno. V'tichacham Marichin. When it comes to Erechin, only Bnei Yisrael were told they could be Marich. But a Goy can't be Marich. And Yachal, Lo, Yehei, Yehun, Narach, maybe the Goy can't be Narach, they can't be evaluated. Tamalomar, Ish, even an Ish, even a Goy could be Narach. So Hacha, that makes sense why a Goy is excluded from Erechin. Hacha, Bnei Yisrael, Nozrim, V'mevin, Karbon. V'ein, Ovdei Chacham, Nozrim, V'mevin, Karbon. When it comes to a Nazir, a Goy, rather a Jew, can be Nozir and bring a Karbon, but a Goy cannot be. Yachal af lo yu nazirim klal, maybe they shouldn't be nazir at all. Tamalomer ish, Amr there ish, even a regular ish, but it says ish or isha, even a man, even a guy, is a ish, he's included in the mitzvah of Nazir. So Amri, imishim karbon la mihacha nafka. Wait a second, so what's going on? What's the flow here? Aha. So we're saying, if that's the case, just like we learn from the word ish, by erchin, we can include a guy that he can be nerach, so to ish by nazir should include a guy as well, that he could be able to make a nazir. And if you're going to tell me, amri imishim karbon, if it's the problem is a karbon, that since the guy can't bring a karbon, he should be excluded, la mihach nafkale, it's not learned from this pasuk, ela mihasim, it's learned from another pasuk, la'ola prat l'naziris diri rabbi yotzei glili. The pasuk says Ola that a guy could bring an Ola. We say Dafkan Ola, but he can't bring a carbon Nazirus. So that's according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So again, what are we still trying to say here? Uh-huh. So that's the flow here. When it regards to Nazir, we have one pasuk that says Bnei Yisrael, which seems to exclude a guy, and Ish, which seems to include. So regarding Erchon, we made a split. Bnei Yisrael excludes a guy from being Marech, but Ish comes to include them that they're Nerach. So what about Nazir? We said Bnei Yisrael and Ish. So maybe you're going to say Bnei Yisrael comes to say only Bnei Yisrael bring a carbon, but not a guy. But Ish comes to include that they can become a Nazir, even though they can't bring a carbon. So, but the Gemara says no. You don't learn the exclusion of karbanos from a guy from the word Bnei Yisrael. There's another pasuk that excludes goyim. It says ola, that the carbon, that a guy can only bring an ola, but they can't bring a nazir. So that's the case. So now you have a Bnei Yisrael and ish. You have two words. So just like you're going to include a guy from the word ish, you're also going to exclude a guy from the word Bnei Yisrael. And they're both referring to nazir, because they can't be referring to the carbon nazir, because carbon nazir is excluded already from a different pasuk. So it seems to be a stira whether you include a guy as a nazir based on the word ish, or exclude them based on the word Bnei Yisrael. Fine, so the Gemara says, Se'ema Bnei Yisrael, maybe say as follows. Maybe you could suggest, Ema Bnei Yisrael nozim v'niziros olam, vein ov t'chacham v'nizir nizir olam. Maybe you say as follows. When it says Bnei Yisrael, only Bnei Yisrael can become a nazir forever, but a guy can't be a nazir forever. Yachaloye nizirim, but maybe you would say a guy can't be a nazir at all. Tam lomar ish, so ish, they can be a stam nazir, a 30-day nazir, but maybe they can't be a long nazir. Maybe that's the drasha you should make. Maybe taka the guy can be a nazir, at least a short period of time. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, miksiv nazir olam. It doesn't say nazir olam in the pasuk. It says Bnei Yisrael can't be a nazir. Even a stam nazir, only Bnei Yisrael could be, but not a guy. So what's the drasha of Bnei Yisrael versus ish? So maybe you should say as follows. Ema Bnei Yisrael, madir in Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael can be forced his son to be a nazir. But a guy cannot make his son a nazir. Maybe a guy himself can never be a nazir. The pasuk says ish, that even a guy could be a nazir. So that's still part of the kasha. So the Gemara says finally, Rabbi Yochanan says halachi benazir. It's halachi he benazir that a father could be madir his son, and you don't need a pasuk. So therefore, you're back to square one, that Bnei Yisrael comes to exclude a guy from being a nazir. So let's stop here. Gemara isn't continuing, but Gemara is still trying to figure out again what to do with the word Bnei Yisrael versus the word Ish when it comes to a Nazir. Okay, the end was a little bit back and forth, but okay, Shkoyach.
It doesn't go very far, much further.
Oh, it doesn't? Oh, should we continue then? Let's see. Yeah, how far down? I see it going further. You're right. I think you're right. Let's go a few more lines. So Ema, last three lines of Samach Alpha and Beis, Ema Bnei Yisrael, Megalchin al Nizir Savin, Veina Avodi Chacham Megalchin al Nizir Savin. Maybe what's coming to tell us the word Bnei Yisrael, that only a Jew, if the father, father took upon himself Nazirus and then died, I guess, the son can be Yorish and continue that Nazirus and shave based on his father's initial Kabbalah, but maybe a guy cannot shave based on his father's Kabbalah. Yachal lohi Nazirim, so maybe they shouldn't be Nazirim at all. Maybe a guy can't be a Nazir at all. Tamalomer Ish, come to include that even Ish, any Ish, even a guy could be a Nazir. And the Gemara said, "Bahaidmar Rav Yochanan halacha ibn Nazir." We already have the concept that halacha ibn Nazir, that a child can be galeach on his father's nazirus, and you don't need a special pasuk for this. Okay, so I guess we'll stop here, right? Yeah. And then we'll pick this up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.